Well, obviously, it's. I think it's been a very tense session. There have been a lot of issues on the plate, and obviously, the fiscal concerns are very difficult to tackle right now.
What about the school board, the elected school board bill? I guess there was some tension. At least I've heard from some of the county members of the county delegation on that. I know you raised some concerns about it. First, what concerns do you have about the bill?
Well, you know, this is a position that I've taken since I campaigned, and I've been consistent for the past 2 years on this, that I think it's not the right time to alter the methodology of appointing the school board. First of all, I'm very concerned about ensuring that we have a board that reflects the diversity of the county, and I'm worried that with an elected board that would not take place. But also, I'm concerned about ensuring that Dr. Dance, as he takes his position, has the support of the board that hired him. And that's really important now. It's really not the time to start changing the composition of a board.
I know some of the members of the delegation said you voiced your concern directly to Chairman Hickson rather than to them. Did you comment on that?
No, that's, of course, I've worked very closely with all of the delegates and senators. The General Assembly had a task force last summer that could not reach consensus. The House delegation initially passed a bill for a fully elected board, then the Senate delegation passed a bill for a hybrid, and then they amended that on the floor of the Senate. And there has been a division within the delegation as well. So my position has been consistent all along. I've always opposed changing the process right now.
And the pension shift, I don't know if you've been following the budget talks. What do you know about that, and have you figured out what it's gonna mean for Baltimore County?
Listen, the state has a budgetary shortfall. Local counties are the largest recipient of state aid. I've always recognized that counties had to be part of the conversation with the shift of teacher pensions. And I think the end result here is that we have, you know, obviously I'm not happy with it in the sense that it's going to cost us more money, but we have set aside funds for it, and I think that the compromise that was worked out is something that we can live
facing
with.
Facing it in is a better idea than the one immediate thing the governor wanted?
Well, sure. The alternative is that 100% of the pensions could have hit us, and the fact that we have not only a phase-in but also a compromise as to the formula, that, you know, those are concessions that I'm grateful that we have.
You figured out the dollar cost of it yet to the county, or is that still being worked out?
Well, we're studying a number of $15 million. It's obviously a number that is substantial, but that we have planned for it in Baltimore County. And we're going to introduce a budget in Baltimore County that does not raise the tax rates and will be able to absorb this additional expense.